So,
and now your hips are letting go.
Kids, I just found a matchbook with the whole scoop on Shirley and Spinoza's Netcast Live Sunday nights. But some guy spilled coffee on it. Oob Radio drifts slowly across the moon every first Sunday without looking both ways, bringing along noise from the mossy side of the tree, and I don't even venture a peek, knowing what I know.
Thank you.
In Oxford, England, founded in 1438, is the only educational institution in the world which never had a student body, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about an early man of God, Western style. He was a man of God in a saddle. His name was Padre Kino, an Italian Jesuit who traveled through the Southwest as long ago as the late 1600s. He founded 20 cities, baptized 40,000 Indians, and was the first to discover that California was not an island. Padre Kino was certainly one of the most tireless men of God, too. For on his lonely crusade, he never slept more than 1 hour a night. Believe it or not.
Thank you. Gene.
To help you, of course.
Yes.
Look, it's working.
Up we go. There we are.
Oh, there. No.
I won't be a moment.
Quick! I can't hold it! Oh, you're too late!
Did you know that Indians can be in two places at once? That they can change into animals? That they invented the wire recorder? Well, I've seen it. I've heard it. Now listen to this. This is a very rare recording from long ago.
What is it,
seems they recorded one of those old-time medicine shows.
News. The war is over! Agricultural South.
See? Bet you didn't know the South won the Civil War. This is Daddy.
No true Mississippi cowhard would leave his wine cellar undefended in such a dangerous time.
Okay, we don't want this part in here. It gets up to
think
some...
Think of the balls you'll have.
You're too young to think about that, Beulah Balls. Bells.
Okay. We gotta get to the part where they have this amazing vision.
That war criminal!
This is more of the plan. Oh, this is bad.
Why, look! Oh, Uncle Tom! You're back!
Uncle Field Marshal Thomas Lawbury Quadroon, honey! I'm back! And I'm beautiful!
I'm so glad that you're back, Tom!
It's good to have the...
See, there are many, many things that you don't know.
That's
right, everything you know is wrong.
I forgot! You're a free man now.
This is the best part of the play.
Oh, no, I ain't, General.
That's part of economics. The city we're about to visit is a leading producer of human resources.
I'm ready to go to the next level. Y'all ready to go to the next level?
Besides items found in soil and water, we need people to provide labor. If the man and the machines are out of work, it's just as if the economy didn't have them.
Now check this out.
It's as if they didn't exist.
Yes, y'all.
He made that up.
That's just a bridge from rhyme to rhyme. Once I set a rhyme, you know, get the next rhyme. Yes, yes, y'all.
Every MC that ever set a rhyme said yes, yes, y'all.
Oh, wow, this is complicated.
It's a huge problem, managing all these resources.
Party people, you wanna get funky? DJ Scratch is gonna get funky.
Yeah,
hit me.
Thank you. I don't know how I got that nickname. No, my mother did name me that. I think it was one of the next door neighbors who probably hit a golf ball through the window or something. Robert. That's all, because I don't need anything else. No, I like to say something else to you before I lose my train of thought. You don't want to get burned. Needless to say,
that's good. I made a mistake here. Everybody makes mistakes.
But that's how you learn.
Yeah.
That how you feel, blue and miserable with a deep down cold? Listen.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take Bromo Quinine.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromo Quinine.
More people have taken more Bromo Quinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin or cough syrups or nose drops all day and not get Bromo Quinine's relief. Bromo Quinine works to relieve stopped up nose, body aches, fever, irregularity, the blues, and headache too. Yes, more complete relief for even virus colds. For Bromo Quinine is the only cold tablet sold with wonder-working quinine and fortified with vitamin C. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take Bromo Quinine.
Get Bromo Quinine brand cold tablets.
Cicadas are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining noise. Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France.
Cicadas are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining noise. Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France. Cicadas are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining noise. Here are some cicadas and flies. Membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining noise. Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France.
Cicadas are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies.
This makes you folks seem to think that no place in this world compares with San Francisco.
anaibua hivi sasa. Bwana Chambers alisema kuwa Rais John Kufuor wa Ghana na Rais Olusegun Obasanjo wa Nigeria walisema kuwa watajiunga na mchakato wa amani wa Cote d'Ivoire mara moja ili kusaidia kutatua hali ya wasiwasi inayotokea hivi sasa. Wakati huo huo, Bwana Chambers alikiri kuwa ECOWAS haikufuatilia sana mchakato wa amani wa Cote d'Ivoire.
Representatives.
Don't bother trying to sue us. To us, it's just publicity.
Hello, this is Mary Kay, and I just wanted to welcome
Silver
you
House,
to our
The Origin, Part 1. A radio signal crackled across the interstellar void. It was coming from a space station called Hawk Haven on an asteroid near the galaxy of Limbo.
Emergency transmission, Galaxy of Limbo calling to Earth.
The caller was the tough, one-eyed boss of Hawkhaven.
Emergency transmission, this is Commander Stargazer to Earth.
The commander's skull was half metal with telescopic sight.
Commander Stargazer to Earth, do you read me?
We copy, Commander Stargazer. Begin emergency transmission.
We have just had an intergalactic prison breakout on Penal Planet 10.
Isn't that where you imprisoned Monstar? 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 Monstar?
Thank you.
I'm not sure if you remember me or not. I, sit next to you in history class.
I think so. Oh, jeez, it's here.
Well, we've got that big history exam coming up.
Yes?
Well...
Yes?
Well...
Yes?
Well...
Yes?
Well... Well, I was wondering if you'd like to get together to study for the exam? Are you there?
I'd love to study with you.
Great. I'll meet you at the library. 7 o'clock?
See you then.
Loves music very much.
He's kind to every living creature.
All kinds of music. He loves singing, dancing, and the sounds of all the musical instruments. Start to dance.
Dance, dance, dance.
Pancake Hotline, how can I help you? Yes, you say it was in your bed? Mm-hmm. Has this ever happened to you before, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Please hold. Pancake Hotline? Yes, can you describe the digestive troubles you're having? Do you have any anti-gas medicine in the house? Please hold. Please hold. Please hold.
Hello, is this the Pancake Hotline? Oh, the Pink Cake Hotline. Well, do you have the number for the Pancake Hotline? A pancake just flew through the window and hit Edgar in the head.
We're now listening to episode 72, the unreleased Star Trek episode in which Spock picks up the horn that he left in that big trunk in his little starship suite when he was 15 years old. He finally gets back into the groove, and on board the bridge, Captain Kirk and Chekov and Sulu are doing a little team hug while Spock's playing in the background, getting down... Oh,
Hidden in that houseplant over there. Now, hopefully we can keep that Venus flytrap happy, and someone will drop a handful of nuts into it so it doesn't turn around and chomp on the microphones. Now, the dube is being passed around, as I can see in the closed-circuit camera there, and there's a bunch of foot tapping and a bunch of long, fancy cigarette smoke. There's certainly no ping pong happening out there. But here we are in our Transformer Radio Underground.
Oh no. Have we been robbed? Look around. Is anything missing? Is anything missing? Shoot! All the drawers in the bedroom are open.
And now Langendorf Industries is proud to present another exciting episode of Obsessed Man Theater.
Rise out of sleep like a growing thing rises out of the garden soil. Two leaves part to be your mouth, two tender seed leaves. And your eyes are wonderfully starlike. Your eyes are luminous and soft as the velvet of pansies. Darling, good morning. Our arms are empty of each other for a moment only. Beautifully you turn. Your mouth tilts to let my kisses in. Lie still. We shall be longer. We need so little room, we two. Thus on a single pillow, as we move nearer, nearer heaven. Then we're quietly apart, returning to this earth.
Thank you. hot dog!
Thanks. I ate only yesterday.
This isn't an apple, you dummy! It's a hot dog!
Don't touch that, Jimmy. You never know what Mr. Fig has up his sleeve. Come on.
What's the matter with you folks? How often does a tree offer you a hot dog?
Thank you.
I've been away for a while now. But even up here, I find myself sometimes looking back to the days when I was a small boy in Tupelo. Seems like yesterday. I remember my mama and daddy and how hard they worked to keep the little bit we had. We lived in a little white house. It wasn't much to look at. But mama and daddy filled that house with so much love that it was home. Sometimes I just drift back. And you know, I can still hear my mama calling.
Elvis! Elvis!
Yes, mama?
Get on in and wash for supper. Daddy's coming in from the fields.
Yes, mama.
Nights were hot and sticky in the deep south. You could almost drink the air. But no matter how hot or tired mama and daddy were, there was always time for singing. We would sing at home on the porch steps and many times walk down the road to the First Assembly of God Church. I could hear the gospel singing pouring out through the open church doors. And something deep inside.
One day, deep in the depths of once upon a time, in the land of robotics, there was a magic store that was under siege by a tank, and some guys had to steal a car from it.
We have to steal a car before it's too late and the spell is broken. Yes, let's steal a car. We have to drive it into a football stadium. Suddenly...
Do not be afraid.
Okay.
I am from the magical land of Tankshi, and I am here to warn you of a goddamn vest curse.
What?
Well, the horrible fury thing is that there is a magical curse placed over the land by a witch, and in 2 days' time, you will see a duck.
Oh my god! Is there anything we can do to prevent this horrible occurrence from occurring?
The only way to prevent this horrible occurrence from occurring is to steal a car and drive it into a football stadium.
Okay!
So they steal a car and drive it into a football stadium.
people on capital.
Right.
Things like water, timber, and petroleum.
Clothes.
Radios.
Light bulbs.
Refrigerators.
Cars.
Books.
TVs.
Bikes. Stereos. Minerals like iron ore.
Exactly. And now, these uniform interchangeable parts can be put together quickly, saving a great deal of time and money.
My girl an apple, she let me hold her hand. I brought my girl an orange, we kissed beneath the van. I brought my girl bananas, she let me squeeze her tight. I'm going to bring a watermelon to my girl tonight. I brought my girl red ribbons, she hung them in her hair. I brought my girl sequins, she stuck them here and there. I brought my girl blue china, she hung it from the shelf. Tonight I'm going to bring a rope and she can hang herself.